Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Chulin Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph in the middle of the Amud, continuing with our analysis of the first Mishnah of the second Perek of Chulin. Echad Ba'of, the Mishnah records that you have to cut one siman of a bird and two of a behemah. Which is the one siman? Itmar Rav Nachman Amar O Veshet O Kaneh, could be the esophagus or the trachea. Rav Bar Ava Amar Veshet V'lo Kaneh, must be the esophagus. Now, Nachon Amar Oveshto Kaneh Echad Tani, because the Mishnah says one. Echad Koldu, either one. Rav Bar Ava Amar Veshet V'lo Kaneh, why? My Echad, why does the Mishnah say Echad? Miuchad, the special one, the esophagus. As we know, a trachea could be partially cut, an animal could live, and that's why a partial cut in a trachea does not make it a trefa, but the esophagus is not the case. Okay, Meitave, watch this challenge. This challenge is to Rav Nachman, believe it or not. Shachata Vesh V'chakach Nishvatar Gargeret. We have the famous Mishnah that we've already dealt with, which is if you cut the esophagus and then the trachea, the top of the trachea, gets moved out of the way, Sheirat Nishvatar Gargeret V'chakach Shachata Vesh Psula. If it happened in the other order, it's Psula because there's already a trefa when you cut it. If you cut the esophagus and you don't know whether the trachea was moved before or afterwards, as we already saw in the first parak, but the point is that the entire reference of this Mishnah is cutting the esophagus. They didn't give the other possibility, which is cutting the trachea and finding the esophagus moved. So it sounds like you have to cut the esophagus. The answer is no. Mishum Nagar David and Lushm Tabute, because it is possible for the trachea to move around, not the esophagus, and therefore that's the only case that would be relevant to discuss. Alright, Toshma, again, against Rav Nachman. Shachat Shnei Chatzei Simanim Ba'o Psula. If you cut a half of one siman and a half of the other siman in a bird, it's pasul, because two halves don't make a whole. Certainly, Rabbi Yehuda, who we saw in our Mishnah, says you have to cut the veins. Here he explicitly says you have to cut the esophagus in the veins. All right, so again, it sounds like the esophagus is the only one to cut. So the answer is no. The veins are right next to the esophagus, so that's why he mentions it that way. But theoretically, you could cut the trachea and bleed it out from the vridin, you'd be okay, possibly. Toshma, shachat chatsi gargeret v'shachat kedei shchita acher v'gamar shchitato. If you cut half of the trachea, and this seems to support now Rav Nachman, and you waited, this is now in the din of shehiya, v'gamar shchitato, and you finish, k'shera, my love, but oh, far we talking about birds, umay gemara gemara b'gargeret, it means you finished the trachea, which proves Rav Nachman right, that the trachea is also a siman. Lo, b'behemah, umay gemara gemara l'shchita kula. It's talking about a behemah. You started cutting the trachea, stopped, and then finished the entire thing by finishing the trachea and then doing the esophagus. That's what it's talking about. My Gemara, Gemara Shchita Kula. Toshma, Resha Chatzi Kane Pagum, Vosif Alav Kolshu Gemaro. If half the trachea was already blown away and you came in and just cut a little bit more, Shchita Tok Shira. That's valid. Sounds again like Rav Nachman. My love, Bo'ofu, my Gemara, Gemara, the Kane. Aren't we talking about a bird and all you finished was the rest of the trachea? Lo, b'meimau, my gemaro, gemaro leveshet. What it means is, talking about an animal, a mammal, the part of the trachea was blown away, you finished a little bit, and then finished the esophagus. So, toshma, kitzad mokin chatata of. So far, the proofs are not solid in either direction, are defensible. The parries are defensible. Kitzad mokin chatata of, how do we do malika? Chotech shidra mafreket, below rov basar. Remember, chatata of just needs one siman, so this may help us. You cut the spinal cord without cutting off the majority of the flesh, as we saw in the first parak. Achmagia leveshet ola kaneh. So you get to either esophagus or trachea. Then you cut a majority of the siman and most of its flesh off. When it comes to an ola, you need both. Tiyufta ravada barava tiyufta. So ravada barava has now been disproven because it says explicitly, o veshet o kaneh. So now the Gemara has asked something strange. My Havi Allah, what's the final decision? So my Havi Allah could have come. We already came to the final decision. We rule like Rav Nachman. Either Siman is okay. No, we answered no. Dilma Shani Hatam Deika Shidra Mafreket. Because the proof that you brought was from Malika where you already broke the spinal cord. So maybe in that case either Siman's okay. But maybe in a regular Shchita you have to make the esophagus. So my, let's see, Toshma, we got a case. Hubar Avza, there was a duck. Tave be Rava. Ata kimasmeis kuei dama, they brought it to Rava when it was bleeding from the neck. Amarava hechi navid. Rava said, what are we going to do here? Nishchateva hadar nivdekei to shecht it first and then to check it. V'makam nekev kashachit. Maybe we'll see no hole and it'll turn out that we shecht it right at where the hole was. So there's no way to know if this is a treif or not. Nivdekei v'hadar nishchateva to check it first and then to do the shchita. Amarava, Rava said, veshet ein lo bedikah b'chutz l'mfim. The only way to check an esophagus is from the inside. So there's no way to check it. I'm Rav Yosef Reis. Rav Yosef, Rava's son spoke up. Not Rav Yosef, Rava's Rebbe. Nivdekei lekanev nishchatei lekanev lichtere. Let's check the trachea, which you can check from the outside. Then do the shchita at the kaneh, and it's okay. But I'll have a veshet of the kaneh. And then when we open it up, we can check the veshet and see if there's a hole in it. So that means that you can do the trachea. Amarava chakim Yosef bri betreifot k'Rabbi Yochanan. Rava had great praise for his son. He said, my son Yosef is as smart about trefot as Rabbi Yochanan is. Meaning as Rabbi Yochanan is about things in general, that's what an expert Yosef, my son, is about trefot. Alma echad dekamar ohai ohai. So you see that echad in the Mishnah was understood to be either one, like Rav Nachman, even outside of the unusual case of Malika. Okay, back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, Achi shchot etavridin, you also have to cut the veins. Amar Rav Chista, lo amar Rabbi Yehuda el ba'of. He said that only applies to birds. Why? Ho'il v'tzoleu kulo ke'achad. Because you roast the entire bird together is one thing. Since you cut it up into pieces, you don't have to cut the veins. In other words, cutting the veins is not an essential part of shechita. That's for some other purpose. What is that? So it must be that Rabbi Yehuda's reason for the veins is to get the blood out. But Rabbi Yehuda says you have to shecht the vridin. So maybe rather read that what he said was you have to puncture the vridin and bleed it out. My adchi yishchot. Why did he say yishchot? Adchi inkol b'shat shchita. You have to do it at the moment of shchita. We'll see in a few minutes why. Toshma vridin b'shchita. Rabbi Yehuda, and a bright Rabbi Yehuda says vridin have to be shechted. So aima vridin soyichlanakvam b'shat shchita. Again, to Rabbi Yehuda. Again, that means that at the time of shchita is when you have to do this puncturing of the veins. But not that it means that you have to puncture them as part of the shechita process. Toshma, Amrulo, the Rabbi Yehuda, Me'achar shlohuz keruv ridin elotzi mihendam, mali b'shechita, mali shelo b'shechita. The Chachamim said to Rabbi Yehuda, in response, and saying you don't have to cut vridin, they said, since vridin were only there to get the blood out, it's not part of the essential shechita, so who cares if you do it during shechita or later? Chad Rabbi Yehuda savar b'shchita, so Rabbi Yehuda must say it's part of shchita. No, not necessarily. Hachikam relay. Ma'ali l'nakvan b'shat shchita. They were all agreeing that you only have to puncture it. But they were saying, who cares when? Hachikvan shalom b'shat shchita. But who savar? It's Rabbi Yehuda's answer. B'shat shchita atidam d'chayim. After all, b'shat shchita, the blood is hot. So therefore, when you puncture it, it'll bleed out quickly. But if the blood is already cooled down, it won't be as easy to drain. So therefore, that's why it's really only about draining, and that's why Rav Chista said it only applies to birds that are typically cooked as one piece and not cut up. According to Rabbi Yehuda, if you've done the proper shechita, and then when you're doing the vridin, you did a shehiyah in the middle, or you did a drisa, you put pressure on it. Does that invalidate it? It shouldn't, really, according to what we said, because it's not really part of Shechita. So either an old man quoted Rabbi Elazar, or an old man said to Rabbi Elazar, to answer this, Hachem Rabbi Yochanan, either way, he quoted Rabbi Yochanan, saying, Menakvan bekotz veng shirin. All you have to do is use a thumbtack, meaning, or a thorn. In other words, it's not at all part of Shechita, and therefore those concerns are not raised. Tanakh of Ted Rav Chista. Now we have Breita that supports Rav Chista, who said that Rabbi Yehuda's focus on the vridin was about birds only. Shachat shnei chatzai simanim ba'of, pasul. Ve'en tzorich lomar ve'ma, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ba'of ad yishchot tavesh et avridin. He mentioned specifically in the context of of, you have to shech the veshet and the veins. Okay, chatzai achad ba'of, etc. Now, we said in the Mishnah that if you cut half or one and a half in a behemah, it's not good at all. eat marav amar mechza mechza kerov. This is in a separate context. Rav said 50% is considered rov. Rav Kana amar mechza mechza eno kerov. He says, no, it's not. Rav amar mechza mechza kerov, why hachi amar l'rachman l'moshe? What did Hashem tell Moshe? Lo teshayer ruba. Don't leave a majority uncut. So when you get 50%, that's rov. Rav Kana amar mechza mechza eno kerov, why hachi amar l'rachman l'moshe? What did Hashem tell Moshe on Har Sinai? Shchot ruba. You have to shecht a rov. Not make sure to just leave a rov uncut, but rather to cut rov. All right, let's test these two approaches. Of course, Rav's approach here is very difficult in line of the Mishnah that we saw. Now, Tanan, chatzi achad ba chatzi achad ba chatzi be'ma'ar Mishnah shchato psula yamar bechza mechza kerov hamay pasul. So according to Rav, why is 50% pasul? Rav said 50% is rov. Havalei rov. So the answer is midrabanan. Rav will answer that 50% exactly is pasul derabanan. So we'll ask them about palga, because next time you might do 48%. So 50% is such a tight fit, we say it's pasul derabanan. Katina Toshma, watch this challenge. Now this is talking about an oven, a ceramic oven, that became tamei. And the only way to make it tahor is yutatz, is netitza, is breaking it. Now the way it happens is if you shatter it into a million pieces, they're all tahor. But if you break the oven such that a majority of the oven is broken off, then the minority piece that's still there is tahor. What happens if you divide it exactly into two? Vein shavin. Shneham tmein, they're both tamei. The vishiyev shalat samtseim. What's the reason? Because there's no way to exactly tell what's 50%. So this one may be 51%, that one may be 51%. What's the implication? There's a big machloket in Bechorotai. If shalat samtseim, if you really could exactly identify 50%, then tahorin, they'd both be tahor. Now, Amai Torin, Zilacha Ikaruba, Zilacha Ikaruba. This seems to challenge Rav, because according to Rav, 50% is Rov, which means you've got a Rov Tanur on this side, and you've got a Rov Tanur on that side, they both should both be Tamei, if you could identify that they're both 50%. So, Papa, Trey Rube Bechad Manaleika. It's not possible. Rav Papa points out that there is an inherent paradox here, paradox, which is you can't have two Rovs of the same thing. You can't have one part of something be a rove of that thing, and another part of it also be a rove of that thing. All right, so if this particular case won't work. Toshma shachat chatzi gargaret v'shahaba kedei shchita acheret ugmara. So if you cut half of the trachea and you waited kedei shchita acheret, and then you finished it, shchitato kshira. And we're reading half as really being exactly half, so it's kasher. But if, like you, Rav, say that 50% is rov, then idrifalei, that means you already did a maisa shchita on the one siman, that mean, and you waited, which means now it's a treifa, it's no good. Idrifalei, so this supports Rav Kahana that when you do 50%, you haven't done yet done rov, you haven't done anything yet. So no, misav rabbi behema, you think this is a behema, lo, ba'of, this is a bird that only needs one siman. And therefore, this doesn't really settle it at all. Mimanav shach, whatever 50% is, not a problem. If we rule like Rav, that 50% is a rov, have the ruba, you already shechted it, you're done, delaying is not an issue. If on the other hand, like Rav Kahana, you haven't done anything yet. Okay, continue on. Remember this case, if you came and the trachea was half gone, and then you added one little cut to it and finish it, that's valid. But if you think half is rov, like Rav says, treifa havi, you came across something that was already treifa, meaning rov of the siman was gone. So Rav Ashani Linyan treifa, the main rov ani relay naim. Rav says, in this case, you can't really defeat Rav, because when it comes to a treifa, you need a visible rov. That shouldn't work. Because then it's kalva chomer. Think about this. Ma treifa de mashu mitrefa. Normally with a treifa, the smallest little hole is enough. So echad min aruba. And in those cases, like the trachea, where you need rov, bain rov on irela inayim, a simple 51% is not enough. It has to be 70-80%, obvious. Shchita de adika ruba lo mitkashra. But shchita is never good till you get rov. Okosh can be in a rov on irela inayim. Certainly there you should need a visible rov. Because shchita never has a place where a tiny bit is enough. So we reject this entire line of questioning. Everybody agrees that 50% is not rov for shechita or for almost anything else. Their original discussion was not about shechita, it was about Pesach. Now remember the rule. if individuals are tmei mate when it comes to Pesach, they are pushed off to Pesach Sheni. If the entire tzibur is tmei mate at that time, then they do the Pesach betumah. But what happens in this case? Rashi Yisrael mechzator mechzat tmeim. If 50% of Am Yisrael was tahor and 50% tmei, or mechzat mechzat kurov. The 50% that are tmei are a rov, and therefore, as a result of that, they do the Pesach on the first month betumah. In the meantime, the 50% that are tahor are the rov, and therefore they do the Pesach betaharat. Now that seems to contradict what Rav Papa's point was about the oven, when you said you can't have two roves in the same unit. Just a point to consider. Rav Kanamar mechza mechza eino kerov. He says 50% is not a rove, and basically what you have here is Am Yisrael is tahor, and all the time have to wait till Pesach Sheni. Hata my time to Rav. So why does Rav there go differently than throughout the rest of Shas, where you need 51% for rov? Dichtiv ish ish ki atamei lenefesh. The parsha of Pesach Sheni is introduced with the words, if ish ish, if an individual is tmei nefesh, ish menidche ve'en sibur nidchin, meaning only an individual, not a tzibur. And so once you've got 50% of the tzibur, which means you do not have more than 50% of the rest of the tzibur being different, therefore this group cannot be pushed off, and they do Pesach, but in Yudal and Nisan. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast, which will finish our analysis of Mishnah Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.